Hello, my name is Steve Wilbraham, and I'm the senior pastor of Congregational Presbyterian Church. We are glad to offer these audio sermons for our congregation and for those interested in learning more about our church and the Christian faith. We invite you to visit us, to meet our pastors and members, and to join us in the journey of faith. The mission of our church is to know Christ, to become like Christ, and to share Christ. Now, on to the sermon.
Thank you, Beth. That was beautiful. Doesn't she have a beautiful voice? Wow. One thing I wish I had. Welcome, folks, on live stream, too. Good morning, everybody. I'm Patty Mann. So about 30 years ago, I joined a gym and paid membership for the entire year. I was a paid member. Yet, my attendance was minimal. As you can conclude, and have possibly experienced yourself, there were no physical benefits for me being a member of that gym. Similarly, the first half of my adult Christian life was much like my gym membership. I was not actively participating in my faith journey. More specifically, I was not reading the Bible. Well, an unopened Bible on the shelf wasn't doing me much good. Didn't build my relationship with Jesus, and didn't increase my faith. When I began attending Congregational Presbyterian Church, I decided to participate. I joined a Bible study, and I was welcomed. It wasn't dependent on any level of understanding I had of the Bible. I continued to participate the usual ways, attending church, praying, reading the Bible, attending various classes and Bible studies. And big surprise, my knowledge and understanding increased. Fast forward to now, I know a lot more than I did back then, but I know I have a lot more to learn. There is a Christian-based series many of you are familiar with called The Chosen. It has brought the people in the Bible stories to life for me. I don't know much about many streaming series, but this is one I recommend. Hence my shirt, Binge Jesus. I have learned so much from Pastor Steve and other leaders and friends through the years. I enjoyed the beautiful testimonies from my dear friend Kate and from Chuck Gabby. I love this church family where we feel safe enough to share our hearts. To get started in today's message, let's review Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3, and it's found on page 453 in the Pew Bibles. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join with the mockers. But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. They are like trees planted by the riverside, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. For me, meditating was reading God's word every day. In reading the Psalms and Proverbs, I began to believe that I might live for a long time, which made me want to take better care of myself. When my schedule became flexible, I started strength training twice a week, and I was committed this time, making it a priority. Although I'm getting older each day, I'm getting stronger. 4 years into it, I'm able to do many exercises I was not able to do when I first started. Slow and steady, and most importantly, showing up. Just as my coach works to help me build strength, corrects me in my form of movement, he also encourages me when I struggle. It reminds me of how the Holy Spirit works in me, slowly correcting me by opening my heart and mind to things I need to change, and helping me to make those changes. For example, Many years ago, I noticed I was often critical of others. Well, I don't like being around anybody who criticizes me all the time, so I vowed to change. The simple method that worked for me to change my attitude was singing songs in my head whenever I was aware my thoughts were negative or critical. I would use the songs I learned from church and sing them in my head. I also listened to Christian music, and would sing those songs in my head, and I still do that. Is it singing if it's in your mind? I think so, because God knows my thoughts, and I believe it's transformed into worship for Him, to Him. And I'm thankful that I hear the songs in my mind in the voices that I learn the songs. So the singers on the radio, it's not my own voice, or it's Beth's voice, which I'm very thankful for that. I don't understand it, that I hear it that way, but I do, and I'm thankful. So continuing in Psalm 1, they are like trees planted along the riverbank. When a person plants trees or flowers, it implies the plant is strategically placed and cared for. Many of you may have noticed my dad the last 3 years. He lived on the corner up here, taking care of the geraniums he planted. He'd be out in the yard all every day, watering them, fertilizing them, taking off the dead leaves, and they looked so pretty all summer long. And he enjoyed the special care that he would give those flowers. He now lives with me, so don't worry if you don't see him this summer. An example of bearing fruit each season makes me think about a fruit tree, like an apple tree. It just grows apples. It isn't stressing to produce apples. It isn't saying, "Oh Lord, please help me produce apples." It is the beautiful result of the Father's care. And when I think about leaves never wither, I think about being planted in the right place, enjoying the cool water on the riverside when it is hot. And they prosper in all they do reminds me that it is truly God who's prospering me. He gives me peace, grace, mercy. My cup overflows with blessings. Philippians 4:4-8 is a favorite of mine. Always be full of joy in the Lord. I say it again, rejoice. Let everyone see that you are considerate in all that you do. Remember, the Lord is coming soon. Well, that's such a simple message, but isn't it sad to think that we're standing out as different by being considerate? I just urge you all, let's strive to be kind. Moving on to Philippians 6:7, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. And all it acknowledge. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. Then you will experience God's peace that transcends anything we can understand. His peace will guard your heart and mind as you live in Christ Jesus. Well, I used to worry, but this verse taught me not to. It reminded me to focus on God and not on my problem, not on the issue that I'm swirling around in my mind constantly. And I love it that it's God's peace that guards your heart. It's not my peace, it's God's peace that guards your heart. So just can't understand it. It says we can't understand it, so just accept it and be grateful. God is the one who guards your heart. He's the one doing the work when you live in Christ Jesus. I like to remind myself that I am in Christ. And I repeat this regularly to remind myself that I am the righteousness of God in Christ. If I'm struggling, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Sin has no dominion over me. I am the righteousness of God in Christ. Moving on to Philippians 4:8. And now, dear brothers and sisters, fix your thoughts on whatever is true and honorable and right and pure and lovely and admirable. If anything is excellent or worthy of praise, think of such things. Well, Jesus fits these descriptors. So I decided to memorize a psalm to help me fix my thoughts on God. So I chose Psalm 34. It's on page 467 if you're interested. Starts, "I will praise the Lord at all times." So to me, this is fixing my thoughts on God. "I will constantly speak his praises. I will boast only in the Lord. Let all who are helpless take heart. Come, let us tell of the Lord's greatness. Let us exalt his name together. I prayed to the Lord and he answered me. He freed me from all my fears." And I have an example because he did free me. One example is he freed me from the anxiety I would have and feel when I was driving in the snow. I don't particularly like driving in the snow, but I don't fear it. I'm not terrorized by it like I used to be. "Those who look to him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their face." Well, I have to admit, the vain part of my humanity, this is the reason I chose this psalm. I want to be radiant with joy. I don't want any shame to darken my face. "In my desperation, I prayed, and the Lord listened. He saved me from all my troubles. For the angel of the Lord is a guard. He surrounds and defends all who fear him." So even before I knew this verse, I remember telling people that I felt like I had a shield of protection around me. And so that was real. "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, the joys of those who take refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you, his godly people, for those who fear him will have all they need. Even strong young lions sometimes go hungry, but those who trust in the Lord will lack no good thing. Come, my children, and listen to me, and I will teach you to fear the Lord. Does anyone want to live a life that is long and prosperous? Then keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies." I thought, isn't this simple, great advice for living a long and prosperous life? To keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies? Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. I think that was one of my favorites in my work life. Search for peace, work to maintain it, especially with your coworkers. "The eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. His ears are open to their cries for help. The Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth. The Lord hears his people when they call to him for help. He rescues them from their troubles. He's close to the brokenhearted. He rescues those whose spirits are crushed." People need to hear this, to be encouraged. "The righteous person faces many troubles, but the Lord comes to the rescue each time. For the Lord protects the bones of the righteous. Not one of them will be broken. Calamity will surely overtake the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be punished. But the Lord will redeem those who serve him. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned." Isn't that beautiful? Covers so many aspects of day-to-day life. Just like my strength training coach doesn't let us get away with the word can't, please don't tell yourself you can't memorize scripture. Words have power, and we need to be aware of what we say to ourselves. If someone I love is beating himself or herself up, I'll say, "Quit being mean to my friend," or "Quit being mean to my sister," or "Quit being mean to my husband." You get the picture. Remind them to be nice, especially to themselves. When I decided to memorize, I simply repeated the first couple of verses until I could state them from memory and slowly add another verse until I knew the whole psalm. It took me a while, probably a year, but that doesn't matter how long it took. What matters is I didn't quit. So don't quit. If you try it, don't quit, and you will be blessed. Many of you see me walking my dogs. I walk them almost every day. And I'm usually reciting psalms or singing songs in my head, sometimes even quietly out loud to myself, or only I can hear my voice. But this special time helps me to praise God, get some fresh air, and get some exercise. And it makes for some very happy dogs. I recite scripture and songs throughout the day and night. When I can't sleep, or when I'm in a line that's moving too slow, or when I'm trying not to get irritable, when I'm resting, when I'm doing housework, it just never stops. I can rehearse it all the time. And they give me much peace whenever I need them. As I enjoyed memorizing Psalm 34, I went on to memorize several others, about one per year, so I know six of them now. I have found that the more I say them, the more they come to life for me, and the more meaningful they become. And this has changed the way I pray. For example, I used to say, God, please give me peace. And now I say, God, you are my peace. God, please give me wisdom. God, you are my wisdom. God, please give me strength. God, you are my strength. And I have so many examples, but it's time for me to close. So please consider memorizing scripture so that it is available to you 24 hours a day. You don't even need your smartphone. And you'll be forever blessed.